Actually, a couple of good ones, a couple of bad. Licorice, all sorts. Get some good ones and some bad ones.
Well, maybe they should sponsor you.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. Hmm.
What's the leading cause of dry skin, Joey?
What, Bill?
Towels.
Joey. Joey. Oh, no.
Oh. Actually, they might too.
Yeah, go on.
No, no, no. No. Do, you got another one.
No, no, you laughed. I laughed at Joey. I was walking through a quarry the other day, Joey, okay? And I said to the foreman, that sure is a big rock. He said, boulder. So I said, that sure is a big rock.
Should have stopped at the first one. Should have stopped after one.
Should have stopped at the opener and told neither of them, to be fair.
Because I was being boulder.
Yeah.
No, we got it, mate.
Shut up, Joe. Two jokes. This one's from Billy from the UK, another listener. There you go. He rang the council the other day to see if he could have a skip outside. Mm-hmm. The man on the other end of the phone said, mate, you can do cartwheels. I don't give a stuff.
Must run in the name Billy. That's no good.
And then, you'll like this one, Lee.
Well, I hope so. Lee. It hasn't been a good start.
How much did the pirate pay to get his ears pierced? A buccaneer. Don't pretend you're not laughing inside.
I got in trouble yesterday for laughing at your stupid towel joke, so I'm not laughing
a
today.
A buccaneer.
Yeah, not funny.
How do you make four nice old ladies say f***?
Oh, I know this one. Something about bingo.
Oh, don't tell the buddy.
No. Oh, he's ruined it.
What is it? Can you believe
it? He's hit the camera.
What is it?
Have the fifth lady shout, bingo! Get stuffed, Joey.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know this one. It's something about bingo. Here we go, boys. And it's a nice Irish one for you.
Promise I won't ruin
Lee?
It.
Lee, oh, what about yesterday jumping in and ruining the joke?
Well, you did tell an original, something good.
Everyone sits there and they go with it.
That was the oldest joke in the book, that one, old bingo.
You fell off your dinosaur when you last heard it. Three Irishmen are in a pub and Mick, Patty and Tat, that's where their names, Lee. The barman says, are you all related? Yeah, we're triplets. The barman says, triplets? How come you and Pat are 6 foot tall and Tat is only 4 foot tall? Well, said Mick, me and Pat were breastfed, so there was no tit for Tat. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
At least you didn't jump in and go, no tit for Tat. Don't know if I've told this one before, Joey, but just go with it and don't jump in, okay?
Righto.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Why, Bill?
Because they're dead. Joey?
No, dead. Bill.
What do you call a lady with one leg? Eileen.
Yeah.
Come on. You know the first one sucked when immediately you just start reading the second one.
And then the second one was worse than the first.
Now, here's one for you. If you think swimming with dolphins is expensive, Daisy, you should try swimming with sharks. It costs me an arm and a leg.
That's just crap.
That's crap.
That's crap. You couldn't even get the second swimming in.
It's not your best to start the week.
Just pad for a minute there, folks.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I got feedback on yesterday's joke that we didn't give it enough. My best mate's an avid listener, and he reckoned that was a cracker.
Abdog
was, he thought that your swimming joke about the dolphin and the shark was good. So apologies for not laughing.
Oh, thank you, Abdog. I like that because...
Habdog.
What, Habdog?
We had a beer with him at the bot once, but that's all right.
What kind of name?
I just stuck up for you and you've just broken his heart, but that's okay.
What kind of name's Habdog?
It's a nickname.
Oh, I get it. That's
that's what type of name. Nick.
How do you get Habdog?
His last name's Habgood.
Well, and you call him Habbad or something?
Oh.
All right. Righto.
The joke's sooner than a go-by. It's only up from here.
Here we go. Righto. I have the memory of an elephant. In the jungle last year, I saw it out there. Geez, they're big, aren't they?
They are.
Mm. That's my memory of an elephant.
Got him.
What about this? You wouldn't believe this, Daisy. I've got a wooden motorcycle, okay? A wooden motorbike. It has a wooden frame, wooden handlebars, wooden wheels, and a wooden seat.
Oh, no.
Guess what, Daisy? It
wouldn't go?
It wouldn't start. That's just terrible.
Either going to be that or you got a splinter somewhere or something.
No, it wouldn't start. That's not bad.
That's good.
That's all right.
It was actually well delivered too.
Ah, yeah. Oh, sat there last night winding my hair through my fingers and I thought to myself, Daisy, geez, I really need to shave my bum. Terrible. Go again.
No, give me another
good one.
Another good one. You should have started with that.
Insomnia. It's bloody terrible. It is. It's really, really bad. But on a plus side, Daisy, only 3 more sleeps to Christmas.
It's the West Coast theory.
There we go. Flatten everything after that magnificent quiz.
Yeah.
Wow. How good was that?
All right, Fat, so right. Have the jokes got any better?
Have they got any better?
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
What is this? What's that?
Phil Collins.
Phil. Filthy.
Phil Collins.
Filthy.
Come on, Fat. He's got your own intros and everything.
Well, we've changed the show up to him for the better.
I don't think it is for the better.
A lot for the better. Sure, I haven't heard that one before, Jim. And I'm not sure we'll hear it again.
All right, Fat.
Righto. A quick one, Jim, because it's been a long show. And
it has.
I've had enough of you. You wouldn't believe this, Jim. I just saw a car being driven by a sheep. In a swimsuit.
Right.
It was a lamb bikini. Oh,
no. Fat.
That's a lamb bikini.
Yeah, no, I know. I got the joke. I got it. Actually, not bad.
There we go.
Not bad for you.
That's what I've been dishing out.
All of them have been like that.
Go to something. Ah, Jimmy boy, I just heard this exchange over the road.
Yes.
Mum, I'm dating a man. She said, whom, sweetheart? Mike the mailman. Mike the mailman. But he could be your father. But, Mum, you said age is just a number. No, sweetheart, you're not listening to me. I think he could be your father.
What is that? That's just a rambling story that's got no humour attached to it.
I've got another one for you, Lucky Jim. Someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Mm-hmm.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
We'll cut that out.
No, we will not cut that out. That's the only funny thing you've said all day.
End the day with a laugh.
This is Billy's joke. To be sure.
St. Paddy's Day, of course, and the greatest Irish band ever.
Bill, they're Australian.
The Irish Bee Gees.
Bee Gees.
Irish Bee Gees, Jim. Oh. Now, this is a nice little Irish joke about Tiger Woods, who's out of hospital and going okay. Good. All the best to Tiger.
Yes.
A Tiger was driving his BMW into a petrol station in remote part of Ireland, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Tipperary.
Right.
It was a long, long way to go.
Oh, no.
Tipperary, Jim.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, right.
Paddy, who works at the service station. Yes. This is Paddy. He knows nothing about golf, okay, and it's miles away from anywhere. He says, top of the morning to you, sir. Tiger nods and bends to pick up the nozzle of the petrol bowser, Jim.
I was wondering where that was going.
As he does so, two T's fall out of his top pocket.
What happened to the accent?
What are those for, said Paddy. They're called T's. They are for resting my balls on when I'm driving. F*** me, says Paddy. BMW, they think of everything.
Oh, no.
He thought.
Oh, no, thank you, Bill.
He thought.
Yeah, these own pills.
Yeah.
I got the joke.
Excuse the accent for everyone, but
hey, that's it.
Well,
I didn't realise Tiger was Irish.
Yeah, Irish Tiger. What do you use a wok for, Jim?
Oh, here we are.
To throw at a wabbit when you don't have a wifle.
Oh,
Oh, no. Come on.
Well, just a speech impediment joke.
What do you call a magician who loses his magic?
What?
Ian.
Oh, no. Finish him up, Rabs. Turn him off. Finish him up.
Righto, here we go. You wouldn't believe it the other day, Jim. The missus asked me to pass her lipstick, but I accidentally passed her a glue stick.
Mm.
She still isn't talking to me.
Oh, no.
The glue stick on.
Yeah, no, we got it. You've used it.
Still not talking to me.
Have that for a Friday. How flat are you? Oh. You want to have a quiet Carlton draft and you hear that rubbish.
Now, Jim, this is one I told maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, but I liked it and I like it because you're a cricketer, okay? Yes. So you ready, Jim?
Yes.
The wife asked me if I'd seen the dog bowl. I said, to be honest, darling, I didn't even know he played cricket.
Oh, no. Not only not funny, but I reckon rehashed.
I didn't even know he played cricket.
Yeah,
did this.
Yeah, no,
could you see him
bowl
out the back there coming in off a short run and bowling?
So that was funny.
Yeah, that's exactly. And it wasn't part of the joke.
Jimmy, you wouldn't believe it. Yesterday, I went to see the doctor.
Yes.
And he told me I was colorblind.
Ah.
That diagnosis came completely out of the purple.
Oh, no.
Completely.
Yeah, no, no. When you have to repeat the punchline, that sort of tells you enough, doesn't it?
Didn't come out of the blue.
But yeah, no.
Got that.
It came out of the purple.
Out of the purple, yeah. The colourblind.
Yeah, right. Oh, a beautiful joke, this one, Jim. Mm. A new father is sitting down with his father for a drink.
Yes.
His dad tells him, now that you're a father yourself, it's time I give you something.
Right.
The son replies, Dad, you're not talking about, yes, it's time. With this, Jim, he hands over him a copy of 1,000 Dad Jokes, 6th edition, if you don't mind, to his son.
Mm.
With this and a tear in his eye, the son says, Dad, I'm honoured. Hi, honoured, I'm Dad.
Oh, no.
What about that for a dad joke?
All that build up.
That's just a boring story.
It's a dad joke.
And it's a badly told boring story. Go with that other one that you went with before. That's better.
Oh, listen to him. I didn't mind that.
No, that's rubbish.
The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim.
What?
One, I was wrong.
You find that hard to say.
Oh. Listen to mirrors. Number two, I need help, which I do.
Yep.
Number three, Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, no.
Worcestershire sauce.
Bill's joke, thanks to Wizard Motors, family-owned, operated motor mechanical workshop located in Rosebud.
Yep.
You get repairs down there, roadworthies, tyre services. You need a tow truck, they'll help you with that. Contact our man Dazzling at wizardmotors.com.au. Tell him Bill and Jim sent you.
Old Dazzling.
And Dazzling, so he was, because of this amazing approach, can we sponsor Bill's shit joke soon, question mark? Hey, they are sponsoring. And we're opening this up, Bill, aren't we, on Thursday to local businesses.
Exactly.
Provided we haven't got a sponsor.
Yeah.
So provided the spot's open.
That's right.
If you're a local business, contact us. How do you do it, Bartholomew?
It's just on the social channels, Triple M Rush Hour, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter.
All right. And tell us why you want your business to sponsor Bill's Thursday night joke.
Because small businesses are doing it tough and
we
can help them out a little bit. All right. I like this, Jim.
All right.
Yes.
Courtesy of Wizard Motors. Here we go.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
This one's for you, Dazzling. Jimmy boy, I went to McDonald's yesterday and I ate a kid's meal. His mother was furious.
Daz. Oh, they're all sitting around, aren't they? The office down in Rosebud. Wizard Motors. Daz is going, I cannot believe.
Just a little kid there, Jim. And
that's
I
what
we
parted with
nuggets.
Our hard earned for. That is shit.
Fries,
no, Bill, come on.
No, Mum wasn't happy.
We got the joke. Yes. It's just Daz isn't happy down at Wizard.
Daz has got to be happy. Oh. That's all he's getting. Mate, what's he paying for it? $50
And it was still a waste of money.
A patient, Jim,
yes,
was in the doctor's office the other day. The doctor walked in and he said, you're going to have to stop masturbating.
Oh,
The patient said, why? The doctor said, I'm trying to examine you.
Oh, no. Oh, Bill. You can't be telling that. That's not a probe.
Mate, the doctor's trying to do his job.
You certainly don't need to repeat it. I'm looking through the glass here. I'm seeing some magnificent Triple M employees.
I see who liked it.
Hose Mary.
Yes.
She's not. She loves it. She thinks it's inappropriate.
She's on the floor. Oh. She is on the floor. She loves it.
Yeah. All right, come on, Joe.
I think I've got a drinking problem, Jim. The missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, here's to toast. No, here's to bread.
Oh, no.
Here's to bread.
An appalling joke, appallingly told.
I think Greg blew it. Oh, Jimmy boy, I went to a restaurant last night in Geelong and the lovely waitress came up to me after I'd eaten and said, how did you find your steak, sir? I said, well, I just looked and there it was, sitting next to the potatoes. Jim, it wasn't that hard, Jim.
There's the Spinifex rolling through that one.
Jim, it was just sitting there next to the spuds. Yeah. It wasn't that hard to find.
Yeah, that's really poor. Bill?
I liked it.
It's just, you can just.
I thought it was fantastic.
Triple.
That'll do. Let's just have a.
Finish up tonight, Bill.
A bit of silence now to think about that.
All right, so the jokes have been appalling. In fact, yesterday's was complete rubbish.
The steak one?
Yeah, no.
How'd you find it?
Yeah.
Just next to the spuds.
Yeah, that's it. No. So, Bill,
I bet you.
We must, to quote the great Sam Newman, we must have better jokes.
Mm.
So here we go.
What a shame. Jim, my wife's mother is a lawyer. So that means I have a mother-in-law in law.
Oh, no.
It's just a fact.
Well, it's not a fact.
And a boring fact.
It's a mother-in-law in law.
Yeah.
That's good. That's it. Yeah. So you must have another one. That's just a statement of something.
No, that's just. The police pulled me over, Jim. You wouldn't believe it. I was driving to Geelong today and the coppers pulled me over. They said, papers. I said, scissors. And I won. So I took off, Jim. I think he wants a rematch. He's been following me for 45 minutes.
A rematch?
I think he wants a rematch, Jim. He's been chasing me for 45.
Jeez. Just such a beautiful day, too. Yeah. Everyone's sort of excited about
papers, scissors, rock.
Instead of that, you just flatten them with that garbage.
Long weekend around the corner.
Lucky it's late.
Yeah.
two good ones from
real
old
Potsy fat. Jokes from Fat.
Well done, Fat.
Vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson, libère.